Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Campbell County man arrested for illegal hunting without license or during closed season. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene. Sheriff's deputies collaborated with Wyoming Game and Fish officers to arrest a 63-year-old Campbell County man on Wednesday afternoon for illegal hunting activities. According to Undersheriff Quentin Reynolds, the man was apprehended during a traffic stop on Cosner Road, where Game and Fish officers conducted a search of his truck. Following the vehicle search, deputies and Game and Fish wardens also executed a search warrant of his residence. While the report did not specify what was discovered, the sheriff's office arrest log on Thursday morning confirmed that the man was charged with two misdemeanor counts for taking a big game animal without a proper license or during a closed season. Wyoming rejects $35 million federal offer for orphan well cleanup, citing progress in state efforts. Wyoming has declined a $35 million offer from the Biden administration's Interior Department to clean up orphan oil and gas wells. Cowboy State Daily reported the federal government made $775 million available to 21 states for such cleanups, with Wyoming's offer being the sixth largest. However, Tom Kropach, the oil and gas supervisor for the Wyoming Oil and Gas Conservation Commission, stated that the state does not plan to apply for this second phase of funding. Kropach said, "We do not intend to apply for this second phase of the formula grant." He also did not immediately offer an explanation why his organization is turning down the money. Wyoming has already made significant progress in addressing orphan wells, having plunged 6,250 of the 7,250 orphan wells tracked since the early 1990s. The state plans to continue its cleanup efforts independently, with more orphan wells scheduled for plugging in 2024 and 2025. Some critics argue that new federal rules may harm the energy industry by increasing costs for developers. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalene.